A meditation from the Church of Texas. He who is waiting for something to turn up might start with his own shirt sleeves. Proverbs 14:23 says, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." Many people remember President Theodore Roosevelt as an avid hunter and a sportsman. Few, however, know of his efforts for conservation, which is a far greater legacy. After a hunting trip in the Dakota region in 1887, years before he was president, Roosevelt returned to his East Coast home, reporting that trees were being cut down carelessly. Animals were being slaughtered by swinish game butchers, and that wilderness was in danger. And he expressed great shock at how quickly the region that he loved was being stripped of its glory. The big game gone, the ponds are drying up, the beavers disappearing, the grasslands becoming desert. But Roosevelt did more than talk. He founded the Boone and Crockett Club, dedicated to the preservation of wilderness in America. Largely through that club's influence, legislation was passed to care for Yellowstone National Park, to protect the sequoia trees in California, to set aside nature reserves for bird and sea life, and to limit the shooting of big game. Laws were also passed to regulate hunting practices. Hoping for change rarely brings about change. Work, however, generally does.